This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Starting off with a really intriguing one. And we have comedian Jake Howie, who is bringing his new show, Cult Fiction, to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is kicking off on Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, counting down.
So, Jake, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Jake, we are intrigued by... I'm gonna throw almost immediately to you. But all I'm going to tell our listeners is that you grew up, raised in the Church of Scientology, and I understand that kind of background, you know, really feeds into this show and who you are as a comedian. So yeah, tell us a little bit about where you come from.
Gosh, where to begin? So for starters, I'm from Auckland, New Zealand, and my parents actually, they met and raised me and my sisters in Scientology. So they actually got together living in central Auckland in a Scientology villa full of young Scientologists in the 70s. So you can imagine how fun that was. And then they raised me and my sisters in the church. So that was kind of all I knew for the first kind of 10 or 12 years of my life was Scientology. Yeah.
And so,
pretty weird, right?
Well, look, I'm not going to shame anyone on air. You know, we're not responsible for our backgrounds. You know, we do the best we can. But tell me where you went from there, because I guess the idea of Cult Fiction, as far as I understand it, is that you feel that you've kind of brought this along with you, even having left the church, you know, to fandom as a teenager, to how you behaved when you got a corporate gig. So yeah, just tell us how it sort of informed who you are as a person.
Of course. I mean, you know, I've got a lot to say about Scientology and the kind of the experience my family went through, which wasn't in our experience a beautiful thing when we left. It was quite challenging. But I always feel like, you know, my mum's family is still involved with it in some respect. And I always talk almost like protective of them in terms of the fact that if you really start to look at life and all of the different things I've experienced from, you know, pretending to be straight when I was in high school, which is maybe the worst cult of all, and then kind of going to the corporate world and just all these different facets of life, I was like, this is kind of the same basis of Scientology, of that you can't really... you know, speak your truth in any kind of real way. You're always being oppressed by these kind of, you know, groupthink ways of thinking. You have to think like us or else. So I kind of start the show with Scientology and then kind of go into the subsequent cults I've been in and kind of how that really mirrors Scientology, which I think is kind of one of the most notorious cults in the world that we have, I think.
Right. And I mean, that is, you know, you can really, you know, bring humor from darkness, but obviously then you're saying that is something that was difficult for you. So tell us when you decided that comedy might be a way to broach this stuff.
When I realized I couldn't afford therapy. That was probably... No, I really, like, I'm lucky, like, as you know, I think, like most comedians, I was raised in a really kind of funny, loving, joyful environment. So I feel like, for me at least, any of the traumas in that life throws at all of us, I think, I mean, the last 2 years have been a great example of how we've all gone through our own little kind of traumatic journeys. Laughter really is the only way to heal, I think, you know, as well as things like going to therapy and having been surrounded by a strong support network. I think humor really is one of the keys to getting through these kind of dark times. And like I said, it was, you know, our journey in Scientology, for at least our family, was certainly hard and challenging at times when we left, and we kind of lost a lot of our group, our friends, you know, all my young friends when I was a kid, we kind of didn't really see them anymore. But my family really kind of banded together and used laughter as a tool to kind of make fun of it all. Because I think if you can laugh at something, it kind of ceases to have power over your emotions in some way. So that's kind of what I've done with this show, I think, is some of the things that were maybe a bit more painful. You know, definitely for any of the queer people listening, I definitely think pretending to be normal in high school when we know that there's something in us that is, you know, that is a bit more sparkly than maybe other kids. I think that was certainly something that I love laughing at now, because I just think about what a gorgeous little soul I was trying to fit in, and now it's so nice I can talk about it on stage as myself, and I can see the humor in it now because I've been through it and survived and thrived. So I think that's where I really come from with the show.
And it's quite incredible, really, to go from being in a community where potentially you're a little bit restricted in how you express yourself, to then going into comedy, which is just like no holds barred expression. And it sounds like you took quite a big leap and went overseas to sort of explore that. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started out and your experience in the UK and then doing festival shows around the world as well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I feel like part of me, you know, when I was after leaving Scientology, after, you know, being a queer kid in the late 90s, early 2000s, which I think wasn't the friendliest time, really, particularly at my school. It was quite a conservative school. I think I felt like going to the UK was almost like a one-way ticket out of all the things I was afraid of, in terms of the things I was afraid of saying to myself, of saying to the world. And, you know, anyone who's been to a city like London, it's a fantastic place to be a nobody in the best way possible, of just kind of really figuring out your place in the world. And I think when I was there, I'd always been, you know, I'd always been a drama kid, a theatre sports kid, a musical kind of kid. And comedy was my way of kind of finding my own voice. And I think that's kind of, if I, you know, it sounds so cheesy, but I think that's what the show really has become about, is how I've found my own voice through all these different, you know, groups of people I've been involved with who have tried to make me think a certain way. And I think comedy is really what's got me out of it. Of, you know, there's nothing more powerful than being on stage and telling your genuine story to people with no one else having any influence over what you're saying. It's truly coming from me and my experiences. And I think there's nothing more powerful in terms of making you feel like your true self.
Mm. And when you say that...
Is that cheesy? I feel like that's cheesy.
No.
We're all for a bit of wholesome cheese. This is good.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Perfect. And like, I'm a big comedy fan as well, and I think that it actually has a lot of power to connect people. So, you know, I think there's beauty in the laughter as well.
I wonder, how does your family... You know, you, obviously you mentioned the transition out would have been really difficult, but then you kind of, you know, are up on stage opening up about that. How does your family feel about it? Like, are you all kind of on the same page? Do they enjoy coming to your shows?
Oh, they do. I mean, like I said, I mean, I feel really lucky, I think, because during, you know, leaving any form of a religion that has kind of really heavy cult elements to it, I think a lot of people have some form of experience with this. It is really upsetting. It is really traumatic. But I do think that my family, you know, they're just really proud of me. I think they're just really proud of the fact that I can get up on stage and do something I love and tell my story. And, you know, it's a story that no one else is telling, because it's something that I've actually lived through. And, you know, like I said, my family's so fun. Like, I can be very raunchy. My parents love it. They're so into it. And I think they just feel happy. You know, I think in life, finding something that you feel passionate about is always something that, you know, it's never a bad thing. And I think they're just happy that I found something that makes me feel alive, you know?
That's wonderful.
Eve, you go on.
Well, I was going to say, considering, I mean, there are so many shows happening at the festival in Melbourne this year, and I know that in the past you've performed at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where there's 3,000 different shows each year.
Yeah.
For people who are looking for a show to see, can you tell us a little bit about what your voice in your comedy is and what we can expect with this show?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. What a great question. Yeah, I mean, this show, so it's called Cult Fiction, and it starts off, you know, me talking about my childhood in Scientology, but then I go into all the different cults I've been into, and I think something about my voice that I kind of feel is maybe a little bit different is I'm really musical. There's almost like I would even say it's sprinkled with a slight cabaret vibe, in terms of the fact that a lot of my fandom and the place I found belonging was in pop music, and, you know, watching shows like Dawson's Creek and just this wonderful normality that I kind of strive for at the time. So that creeps in a lot. So any kids born in the 80s and 90s will just love the kind of nostalgic flashbacks. And I genuinely think as well that after the last 2 years, nostalgia is what we're looking for. Just like of times that we felt a little bit safer, or the world felt a little bit more kind of normal and safe sort of thing. So there's a lot of nostalgia. And I think something that I try to do in all my shows is, you know, add a little bit of, it's funny you started playing Lizzo, actually, because I feel like Lizzo is a great example of something I try to kind of, you know, learn from her to emulate, which is just radiating joy. I think joy is something that we really need right now. And so I think that the show really is, there's a lot of, it sounds like, you know, leaving Scientology was hard, but the way that I approach it is with just nothing but love and joy and ridiculousness at times. And I think that those are three things that we really need at the moment. You'll definitely leave feeling happy.
Well, that's, you kind of want that when you go to the comedy festival.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I mean, I don't know if this is a massive spoiler or not, Jake, but I feel like there's a little bit of your, you know, the blurb for your show that suggests you might have had a very happy ending as well. I mean, I don't know. Do you want to share any of that with us?
I mean, there's so many circumstances are coming to my head right now. I've had so many happy endings in my life.
Maybe relating to a hot Italian husband, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I was like, have we met before?
Not that kind of happy ending. The other one.
There we go. This is where my mind goes. Yes, I have. That's very true. I have had a happy ending. So it's so funny because growing up, like, I love, like, any kind of cheesy movie, any kind of cheesy TV show, any kind of cheesy song, I am all about. And my favorite movie growing up was Under the Tuscan Sun. Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bless.
Oh, my God. You sound judgmental on your yes, but I totally understand why, because it is a terrible movie. I'm not going to lie. I literally was obsessed with it growing up, and me and my mum used to watch it and all the beautiful Italian men, and I ended up meeting an Italian man. I am Under the Tuscan Sun. I'm Diane Lane.
You're living the dream.
Absolutely.
I'm living the dream.
And, yeah. Sounds like you have to fight people off as well. He's a hot property?
He is. He's very attractive. And he's the kind of person that people kind of, they'll come up to me and be like, wow, you did well. And I'll be like, thank you.
Yeah. Is that a compliment?
I'm not sure. Yeah, but also, I love that Papa Bear David is away and we've already descended into Gossip Club Eve. We're just talking hot boys live on air.
You're speaking to the right man, don't you worry. Let's do it.
And also, just finally as well, Jake, is this your first, you know, talking about the Tuscan Sun, you know, we haven't been getting very much of that. None of us have been able to go anywhere of late. So is this your first, you know, escape from the island of New Zealand, or, you know, have you managed to do some other international shows before this one?
Yes, well, I mean, since the pandemic, I've been kind of restricted to staying in this part of the world, but I did actually spend Christmas in Italy. You know how it is, they just flew over to Europe.
No sympathy.
No, fair enough.
I know, everybody was like, you're going to Italy. It was wonderful. It was during the peak of Omicron. I managed to not get it, but I did end up eating so much pasta that I was so happy and extremely constipated, but it was fantastic and totally worth it.
So now gone from gossiping about boys to talking about digestion. Fantastic.
Yeah. this is what my show's about. It just goes a million miles an hour and we cover everything. That's what we like to do.
Oh, it sounds so great. Thank you so much for coming on today, Jake. For anyone
Thank you so
who,
much for having me.
Oh, our absolutely our pleasure. And for anyone who is interested in seeing Jake Howie's show, it is Cult Fiction. He is actually an award-winning New Zealand queer comedian, and it will be playing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 31st of March until the 10th of April, excluding Monday 4th. So make sure you get booking, and it's at the Greek Centre on Lonsdale Street. Best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much. Cheers, see you guys, Jake. In Melbourne.
See you there.
See you soon.
See ya.
And you are listening to the Joy Sunday Arts Magazine. We'll be right back shortly.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.